Red Shoe Radios.
Gonna get married.
Tricks of the trade.
Welcome to Red Shoe Radio's Tricks of the Trade, a one-stop shop for quick tips and hints to help you on your wedding day. I am DJ T, and I am joined by the other three Red Shoes, DJ Ig, DJ Swan,
hey,
and DJ Wesley.
Hello.
And today we're talking about how to maximize the dance floor. Just little things beyond sound, really good soundtrack and a really good DJ. That's us. To maximize the dance floor. And we're going to start with Anthony.
So my tip or trick for maximizing a dance floor is when you're renting a dance floor, err on the smaller side, especially if you have a smaller wedding party, because it will just make the dance floor feel fuller. And I can't emphasize enough how big this is. Even with dance parties I've had, you know, with weddings of 200 people, sometimes they'll rent a dance floor for 200 people, but only half the crowd sticks around, and at the end, it just feels like it's an empty dance floor all night. So if you have the opportunity, just, you know, go a little smaller, and if you have overspill off the dance floor, then it will just feel like an awesome dance
floor. Yeah, that's a good problem to have. I would add to that you want low lighting. Obviously, anyone who's ever been to a club or to a dancing environment, the lower the lighting, the more likely people are to get on the dance floor because they don't feel like they're being scrutinized or that they're on display. And so as that applies to your lighting design, if you bring in up lighting or parkans for coloring the room, make sure that those are on dimmers so that when it gets to the dancing portion, those can be lowered and we can have a nice, like, you know, almost like a candlelight darkness on the dance floor, and that will help maximize the dancing.
Yeah, and if you're renting lighting, that's like something that you'll have to make sure with them, because a lot of the time you'll rent lighting and then they won't
tell you.
It'll definitely be cheaper to not have it on dimmers, and that will be a perfect level for dinner, but then once it gets to dancing, it'll be too bright.
Yeah, it just gives you some variety.
Who's talking next?
I think I'm going to take it over from here.
Do it.
I will. I'm talking about dance floor placement today, and I think it's really important to have some of the big key moments that people look for in the wedding near your dance floor. One is the cake, and another one is the bar, and then I would say the third one, optional photo booth. But these are the things that people usually check in with as the night progresses. And if they could be kept closer to your dance floor, I think it keeps it full more often, and it allows your guests to not have to go search it out and leave the dance floor and go search out those other things.
Yeah, especially like a lot of people place the bar outside. And so if people leave the dance floor to go outside for a drink, a lot of the time they'll stay out there because they can't hear what songs are playing, and nothing to draw them back to the dance floor.
Yeah, it gives you more of that cocktail party vibe, mm-hmm. and less of the dance floor.
Now we're going to hear from DJ Wesley, the newest shoe.
Yeah, welcome to your first Tricks of the Trade. Yeah.
Thanks, I'm a little nervous, I gotta say.
You should be.
Yeah, this is a big...
you should be, this is
a big listening audience.
Yeah.
Well, my tip is for the bride and groom in particular. One thing that people don't typically consider is that everyone at the wedding is there for you too. And wherever you are, you're going to have an invisible draw on the rest of your crowd. And so being on the dance floor is a great way to create a dance party. And it's also similar to going to a venue. When people go to a venue, they're all going for a certain style of music, right? But in your case, the people are not there for a certain style of music. They're there for you. Hmm. So wherever you are is going to be the main attraction.
Oh, that's I never thought of it that way, but I like
for the dance floor to have the bride and groom out there.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, you brought up style of music. I think it's also important that if they pick a style of music that might be a little bit offbeat or not as well known as some of the top 40 stuff, if they're out there dancing to it, usually have like a double success rate.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And then the other thing I guess I just thought of when you guys were saying this is, and this is often not something you can control in terms of the timeline because a lot of it is contingent on what the venue has given you, but the later the dancing can take place in the evening, the better. You know, people don't go out to clubs until like 10:30 at night. And so oftentimes the hardcore dance party doesn't start until about that time as well. Well, if your event ends at 10 o'clock, it's a little bit different. And the music that you can play leading up to that 10 o'clock end time is different than you can get away with if you're playing at 11:30. None of this is to say that all of these things have to be done or your party is going to not be any good. It's more just to get you thinking about these things, and if you have control over one or the other, to kind of bend them towards a fuller dance floor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well said. That and an open bar.
Oh, God.
Got to keep that bar open.
Keep it open.
Open bar, good DJ, low lighting, equal fun time.
Dance party.
Dance party. Thank you all for listening. Check out the archived episodes of Tricks of the Trade, and we'll have some new episodes coming up soon.